All right, time now for our Everyday Zulu with Melusi on East Coast Breakfast, because we don't want Easy Zulu, no.
We want Easy Zulu.
And with that, we say, Sawubona Melusi.
Sanbonani.
Shapuzet lapho bafo.
Showcase.
Uhamba kanjan. Fede.
There you go.
Oh. Sissy. Oh.
Is your book sold out yet?
I don't know, but it's selling well. It is selling well.
When do we start talking reprint?
I think it's going to be soon, eh? Oh, I really think it's going to be soon. I hope it's soon. I've got kids to feed.
All right. In case people haven't heard it before, Melusi's Everyday Zulu is available at all reputable bookstores and even online.
Yeah, and some dodgy ones too.
Some dodgy ones.
Just sell, but for what to wear, how, with who, just sell, but.
Yeah. All right, do you have a word for us today, Melusi?
Today's word is one that has always interested me because it confuses me. Isigqoko. Isigqoko. Which is a hat.
Huh.
Right, yeah. Isigqoko.
Spell isigqoko for us, Melusi.
So I'm going to spell it two different ways, and you know why I need to spell it. So Isigqoko.
Yes.
And then it's also Isigqoko without the second I.
Is that how we pronounce it?
How we pronounce it, yes. So you would have an apostrophe where you'd have the other I.
Yes.
So isigqoko, but when people speak, they say isigqoko.
Isigqoko.
Same as isidingo, isdingo.
Good job, Darren.
Exactly. Exactly.
And now, how would you use it in a sentence?
Well, you wear isigqoko. I'm wearing isigqoko.
Isn't oga to wear?
So that's where the tricky bit comes in for me. That's what has fascinated me. Is that of all items of clothing that you wear, why does this one get called isigqoko as if it's the only thing you wear? You know, a shirt could have been isigqoko.
Because it tops you, you know, it's like the final, the top
is it
part.
The final piece, thing.
Yeah.
So without a hat, you're naked.
I think there was a time not that long ago in the 50s, 50s and 60s, where if you didn't wear a hat, you were incomplete.
Mm.
Before someone came with the hat, there was nothing called isigqoko. Did we feel naked? You know, what was happening there?
But you know, how this could be even more confusing when you have to read it. Because if you want to say wear a hat, isigqoko.
Yes,
try read that.
Word,
you confused.
The root word is koga.
Yeah, koga, yeah.
Koga.
Damn, that's some higher grade Zulu right there. Kerry, so use it in a sentence.
Sky, let's isigqoko.
Yeah.
This? Yeah.
I mean, pass the hat?
Yeah.
Oh,
Darren, do you want to say a sentence? Because I know what it means.
I met Becky Qele and I said, hey, Baba, nice isigqoko.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, of course, yes. He's the man for isigqoko.
Sky could make a song when he's doing a ladies' night. Da, 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 da. You can leave isigqoko on.
No, but Sky, I can say isigqoko. Sit on.
Yeah, isigqoko. Sako,
sit on.
Thank you, Melusi. That was a good one. And we got to click again.
Yes, yes, yes.
You and I, we really clicked today, I think. We clicked, you and me.
We did click.
That Melusi, he's so clicky.
Yeah, you're so clicky. OMG.
Do all Africans do that?
Do you have to?
Am I Cape Town clicky?
No.
No.
No, you're way cooler than that.
You're awesome.
Melusi, he clicks with everyone.
Click vibe. All right, okay. I'll end that with my pen.
Darren's got a Zulu pin.
This guy just gave me the look, man. Yo,
Melusi, siyabonga baba, ne? Yeah, siyabonga.
Bonga mina.